depends on your faith, brother and sister.
Mucha dependencia en tu fe, hermano y hermana.
How healthy is your faith today?
¿Cuán grande es tu fe hoy?
See, everything ahead of us, everything that we're coming into,
pues todo lo que está al frente de nosotros y a lo que estamos llegando,
will work through our faith, so
Él obrará a través de nuestra fe.
Let's go before the Lord.
Así que vayamos ante el Señor.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name.
Padre celestial, venimos a ti en el nombre de Jesús.
Thanking you for your mercies that are new this morning.
Dándote gracias por tus misericordias que son nuevas esta mañana.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Sublime gracia, cuán dulce es.
Father, we lift ourselves up before you.
Padre, nos levantamos ante ti.
Say, here we are, Lord.
Diciendo, aquí estamos.
We'd like to meet with you.
Nos gustaría encontrarnos contigo.
We know that you want to speak to us.
Sabemos que quieres hablarnos.
We got a body that we're dealing with.
Tenemos un cuerpo que estamos tratando.
We got this flesh, this realm.
Tenemos esta carne, esta dimensión.
And more we don't like it, Lord.
Y más no nos gusta, Señor.
So, the day.
Entonces el día,
the weekend,
el fin de semana,
this realm,
esta dimensión,
deliver us from it, Father.
Libertanos de ella, Señor.
Just even now,
incluso ahora,
take us where we can hear you.
Tómanos donde podamos escucharte.
And Father, I ask,
Padre,
that you, knowing each heart,
oro que tú conociendo cada corazón,
would meet each of your children where they're at.
Puedas encontrar a cada uno de tus hijos donde están.
Speak to them.
Háblales.
And lift them higher.
Y elévalos más alto.
That we know that we heard from you today.
Que sepamos que escuchamos de ti hoy.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Y lo pedimos en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
Wow, nice to see Nate in April. And Joe, is that Joe Morris?
Qué bueno,
I can't remember
Nate
you.
Y yo.
How are you guys doing?
¿Cómo están?
Good. The new baby.
Un nuevo beautiful bebé.
God is good.
Hermoso. Dios es bueno.
Last week we were talking about the seed becoming seeds.
La semana pasada estábamos hablando de la semilla viniendo a ser semillas.
And I want to continue on those thoughts.
Y quiero continuar en esos pensamientos.
Looking at it from a little different angle.
Mirándolo desde una diferente perspectiva.
That the one who watches over the seed.
El que mira a la semilla.
The one who feeds it.
El que la alimenta.
Waters it. Fertilizes it.
Le da agua y la fertiliza.
He is called our divine husband.
Es llamado el esposo divino. El esposo.
Now,
el labrador. El labrador divino.
Of these, we've gone through so many different stages in our walk.
Y hemos ido a través de diferentes estados en nuestra caminata.
But you need to know who you are.
Pero necesitas saber quién es usted.
Now, last week,
la semana pasada,
I saw as John chapter 12,
and
the seed
Juan 12
fell into the ground, and when it came up, it was many seeds.
Cuando la semilla cayó al suelo, salió, brotó, vino a ser muchas semillas.
Jesus multiplying himself.
Y es Jesús multiplicándose a sí mismo.
God multiplying himself into you are one of those that he has multiplied into.
Y él multiplicándose a sí mismo, y tú eres uno de ellos en el cual él se ha multiplicado.
Now, there's two messages.
Y hay dos mensajes.
That I keep coming back to me, and I would love you, if you're wondering what to listen to.
Que están volviendo.
Read. Number one, who is this Melchizedek?
Que vuelven a mí. El primero es quién es este Melquisedec.
Because the secret of your life is made known there.
Porque el secreto de tu vida es hecho,
okay,
se da a conocer ahí.
Now, he makes the statement.
Él hace esta declaración.
And he talks about the stages of God in his creation.
Y habla de los estados de Dios en su creación.
God in Morpha.
Dios en Morphe.
And he says, now from the great beginning spirit.
Y él dice, desde el gran inicio, espíritu.
He came down to be the word.
Él vino a ser la palabra.
Bringing itself out.
Saliendo él fuera.
Okay, what's he talking about? God in Morpha.
Entonces, ¿de qué está hablando? Dios en Morphe.
Okay. God changing forms.
Dios cambiando de formas.
He says now the word yet doesn't make itself.
Y él dice que la palabra aún no viene a ser ella.
It's just spoke out.
Es simplemente hablada.
In Morpha.
En Morphe.
Later he became Jesus.
Luego él vino a ser Jesús.
Mortal.
Mortal.
To taste death for all of us sinners.
A probar la muerte por todos los pecadores.
And when Abraham met him.
Y cuando Abraham le encontró.
He was Melchizedek.
Él fue Melquisedec.
Now just listen to this statement.
Escuche esta declaración.
I've been pondering this for decades.
He estado pensando en esto por décadas.
He unfolds here what all attributes will do in the final end.
Él revela aquí qué son todos los atributos harán al final.
So we will do this.
Entonces haremos.
We will do
esto.
What?
Haremos qué?
What will we do at the final end?
¿Qué haremos al final?
We're changing forms.
Cambiaremos de forma.
We are becoming in morph ourselves.
Vendremos a ser en morph nosotros mismos.
He says every son of Abraham.
Él dice cada hijo de Abraham.
Every son of the faith.
Cada hijo de la fe.
Listen, will absolutely do the same thing.
Escucha, hará absolutamente la misma cosa.
Okay, but I want you to watch how we have to come.
Pero quiero que usted vigile cómo tenemos que estar.
Now, the next message.
Ahora el próximo mensaje.
That I would like you to study is Rapture chapter 2.
Me gustaría estudiar es el rapto capítulo 2.
Things that are to be.
Las cosas que han de ser.
Now, in this. Who is this Melchizedek? He tells you what's going on.
Ahora en este, ¿quién es este Melchizedek? Te dice qué está pasando.
In this one, he tells you the process
en
that
este
the Holy Spirit's doing.
El proceso del Espíritu Santo,
okay,
lo que está haciendo.
So do one and then the other, and you will see a wonderful picture put together.
Entonces haz uno y luego el otro y verás una foto maravillosa de los dos juntos.
So today we're looking again at processes.
Ahora nuevamente estamos viendo a procesos.
We're looking at the divine, the perfect husbandman.
Estamos viendo al perfecto labrador.
So
divino.
Just start with one verse.
Y empezaremos con un verso.
This isn't my text, so just thoughts here.
Y este es un texto y mis pensamientos.
Things you know so well.
Las cosas que ustedes conocen bien.
John chapter 15 verse 1. Greg used it Wednesday night.
En Juan 15, es capítulo 1, Greg usó el miércoles en la noche.
Okay. I am the true vine.
Yo soy la vid verdadera.
Okay. And my father is the husbandman.
Y mi padre es el labrador.
Now, you have a plant.
Ahora tienes una planta.
And that plant.
Y esa planta.
It has a sort of like a trunk.
Tienes en cierto modo un tronco.
You look at a grapevine.
Entonces estás viendo
and the vine comes out of the ground.
A la gran viña y la viña sale del suelo.
And it has branches.
Y tiene ramas.
But it's all one plant.
Pero es toda una sola planta.
The branches aren't different than the trunk.
Y las ramas son diferentes al tronco.
It's an outstem from it.
Es porque
now,
es una extensión de
él. Here, said, my father is the husbandman.
¿Y qué está diciendo él? Mi padre es el labrador.
What's he saying?
¿Qué está diciendo?
Over both of us.
Acerca de nosotros dos.
The same one who tends me tends you.
El mismo que me cuida te cuida.
Okay. Now, I think it's very interesting. Well, what did Jesus? Why did he need a husbandman?
Yo veo que es algo muy interesante porque Jesús necesitaba un labrador.
But we know the scriptures.
Pero conocemos las escrituras.
You know that he learned obedience by the things that he suffered.
Vemos que él aprendió obediencia por las cosas que sufrió.
Then you go to Matthew 20.
Y vamos a Mateo 20.
Okay, and look at James and John.
Y vienen
the mother coming to them and wanting position.
A Santiago y Juan.
Okay.
Queriendo su madre queriendo una posición.
And he says, we want to be top position.
Y tú quieres aprender una posición.
Isn't that the human?
¿No es ese el humano? ¿Quieres una posición alta?
Verse 22,
en el verso 22,
Jesus said, you know not what you ask.
Jesús respondió, no sabéis lo que pedís.
Okay, and then look what he says. He says, are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of?
¿Podéis beber del vaso que yo he de beber?
Why did he have to drink of that cup?
¿Por qué él tuvo que beber de esa copa?
Why did the Father do that?
¿Por qué el Padre hizo eso?
In the perfect Son.
En el Hijo perfecto.
Now what he says, and also, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with.
Y también ser bautizado con el bautismo con que yo soy bautizado.
In verse 23 it says, you shall drink of what? Whose cup?
My cup.
Mike, isn't that interesting? My cup.
Y en el 23 dice, tú beberás de mi, ¿cuál? Mi copa.
And you will be baptized with the baptism that what?
Y seréis bautizados.
I am baptized. So why did Jesus have to drink of that cup? And why do we have to drink of that cup?
Bautizados con el bautismo que soy bautizado. Entonces, ¿por qué Jesús tuvo que beber de esa copa?
See, there's a husbandman.
Hay un labrador.
I am the vine.
Yo soy la viña.
My father is the husbandman.
Mi padre es el labrador.
And now he's watching over every single one of his seed.
Y él está vigilando por cada una de sus semillas.
So that they will bring exactly what he wants them to do.
Así que él las traerá exactamente a hacer lo que él quiere que sea.
Okay. Now he watches over his seed.
Entonces él vigila su semilla.
And where I want to end up.
Y donde quiero finalizar.
And what brought me to this.
Lo que me trajo acá.
Is the scripture, and I don't know if we'll get to it today or not, but just so you know what's in the anchoring of my mind is Romans chapter 4.
Que se ancló en mi mente Romanos 4.
Verse 16.
Verso 16.
Okay. He's talking about the promises of Abraham. We'll get into this further.
Él está hablando acerca de las promesas de Abraham.
Okay. Now this is therefore it is of faith.
Por tanto es por fe.
Now where does faith come from?
Ahora, ¿de dónde viene la fe?
Do you create your own faith?
¿Tú creas tu propia fe?
Do you have faith naturally?
¿Tienes fe naturalmente?
Yourself? It's given to you.
En ti mismo es dada a ti.
It comes from who?
¿Viene de quién?
It comes from the husbandman.
Viene,
it comes from the father.
Del labrador, viene del
okay.
Padre.
Therefore, it is a faith that it might be grace.
Es por fe para que sea por gracia.
He's going to give the faith where he to the seed he wants to have it.
Él le dará fe a la semilla.
Come on, you know that.
A la semilla que él quiere que lo tenga.
Revelation comes from the father.
Vamos, la revelación viene del padre.
Okay. Now, what's he say?
¿Y qué dice?
To the end, what? The promise might be sure. To all the seed.
A fin de que la promesa sea firme a toda la descendencia.
So he's going to govern exactly where that faith goes.
Él gobernará
exactamente. He's going to direct that faith to his seed, so that the promise is sure to them.
Entonces la promesa es asegurada para ellos.
So last week we were talking about a seed of corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies.
La semana pasada estábamos hablando de un grano de
so that it can be multiplied.
Que cae el suelo y muere y entonces
so
sea
Jesus
multiplicado.
Doesn't abide alone. Now he has you with him.
Entonces,
God and his family.
Jesús no estará solo, sino es tú con él.
Okay,
Jesús
now
es su
we're looking and he says, look at this. The promise is going to be sure.
Mira esto, la promesa estará segura.
God is watching over that seed, and so my thought in all of this, besides the perfect husbandman, is the surety of the seed.
Dios está vigilando esa semilla y mi pensamiento es la seguridad
okay.
De esa semilla.
Now, if you are a seed,
si eres una semilla,
the promise is sure.
La promesa es segura.
He's going to watch over that.
Él vigilará eso.
But there's
pero,
so much more to it.
Hay mucho más.
And there's so much more in the parenting.
Hay mucho más en
being a parent.
En siendo un padre.
Okay. So, what we're talking about, what I'm thinking about, okay. Is the whole scope of that perfect husbandman.
De lo que estoy hablando es acerca de todo el alcance del.
I am the vine. My father is the husbandman.
Okay. El perfecto labrador. Yo soy la viña. Mi padre es el labrador.
So, here we go. Only the divine parent our Heavenly Father parents perfectly.
Solo el Padre Divino, el Padre Celestial es perfecto.
So, look at your life.
Mira tu vida.
Now, here's where we do. We look at the wrong things of our life.
Esto es lo que hacemos. Vemos a las cosas erróneas en nuestra vida.
You look at the circumstances around you and you say, I'm not seed, I can't be seed, something's wrong.
Ve a las cosas erróneas de tu vida, no soy semilla, no puedo ser semilla, algo está mal.
But you have a husbandman over you. Come on, now, I'm personally, for each one of you, you and God.
Tienes un labrador para ti, personalmente,
you
tú y Dios.
God.
Tú y Dios.
And it has to be that way.
Y tiene que ser de esa manera.
Okay. Now he's orchestrating your life.
Él está orquestando tu vida.
He's orchestrating every detail.
Orquestando cada detalle.
And that's why last week.
Por eso la semana pasada.
I read that quote.
Leí esa cita.
From seed is not air with a shock. I pay attention to every little detail of every little thing is assigned to me, brother Brown.
Que la semilla no era con la cáscara. Cada pequeño detalle es señal. Es una señal para mí.
Because you have an infinite God watching over you.
Porque tienes un Dios infinito vigilándote.
Who orchestrates everything.
Quien orquestea todo.
As a divine parent.
Como un padre divino.
He's going to make it work for your good if you're that seed.
Y lo hará obrar para tu bien si eres semilla.
Okay. So. You are being parented.
Entonces estás siendo cuidado por un padre.
Okay. Now, an very important observation for me.
Y una observación muy importante para mí.
One that has spoken very deeply into my heart. I mean that for years.
Ha hablado muy profundamente en mi corazón y lo digo por años.
And that's why I brought it up so many times to you.
Y lo he traído muchas veces a ti.
Was seeing how the divine parent.
Fue ver a cómo el Padre Divino
dealt with his son William Branham.
Trató con su hijo William Branham.
Okay, because I watch how he parented him.
Porque yo vigilo cómo él lo crió.
Okay, and I call him the divine parent.
Y le llamo el Padre Divino.
The perfect husbandman.
El perfecto labrador.
And I also call him the divine architect.
Y también le llamo el arquitecto divino.
Because when he appeared to him.
Porque cuando él le apareció, a la edad de qué, 5,
he said, "Don't you smoke or drink or defile your body in any way?"
Le dijo, "No tomes, fumes o corrompas tu cuerpo de ninguna manera."
Because I've got a work for you.
Porque tengo una obra para ti.
Was so much more than rules.
Fue más que solo reglas.
He said, "See that body?"
Él le dijo, "¿Ves ese cuerpo?"
That's going to be my habitation.
Esa será mi habitación.
And that temple.
Y ese templo.
Dedicated to God.
Tendrá que ser dedicado a Dios.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Absolutely watching over it. And here's what's so amazing too. If he dealt with that man in ways, then I can see him and observe as he watches over me and deals with me.
Y si él trató con ese hombre en todas las maneras, lo mismo hace él conmigo.
Okay. Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Divine parent, the husbandman. Okay, so with this,
el Padre Divino,
and because of this, I have brought up so many times 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Y lo he traído muchas veces. Primera de Tesalonicenses.
And these verses have spoken equally as loud to me.
Capítulo 2, estos versos han hablado igualmente.
Okay, to me in my heart, to me in my ministry.
A mí en mi corazón y en mi ministerio.
To watching God. Because the Holy Spirit in the Apostle Paul,
porque el Espíritu Santo en el apóstol Pablo,
was being a husbandman to these people.
Estaba siendo un labrador para esta gente.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
This is how he dealt.
Eso es como él trató.
Okay, so we have two things.
Entonces tenemos dos cosas.
In verse 7 and 8.
En el verso 7 y 8.
Here's the apostle.
Aquí está el apóstol.
He says, "We were gentle among you."
Dice, éramos gentiles entre ustedes.
Even as a nurse cherishes her children.
Verse
7.
Como la nodriza que cuida con ternura a sus propios hijos.
In verse 8.
En el verso 8.
Being so affectionately desirous of you. That's agape right there.
Tan grande en nuestro afecto por vosotros. Eso es amor agape ahí.
This is agape.
Esto es agape.
This is self-sacrificial love.
Este es autosacrificado amor.
I loved you so much.
Te amo tanto.
I was willing to have imparted you not the gospel of God only, but my own soul
que hubiéramos querido entregaros no solo el Evangelio de Dios, sino
now
también nuestras propias vidas.
Now, if somebody comes to you with that kind of love, you can trust them.
Ahora eso es amor, que alguien
right?
venga con ese tipo de amor, le puedes
okay.
confiar.
So there's a nurse.
Ahí está una nodriza.
There's a mama holding her baby.
Ahí está una madre
child.
Cuidando un bebé.
And it's tender.
Es dulce.
Okay. And it was gentle.
Y era gentil.
Okay, then in verse 11 and 12.
Verso 11 y 12.
Okay. And as you know, we exhorted and comfort and charged every one of you as a father doth his children.
Así como también sabéis que de modo como el padre a sus hijos exhortábamos y consolábamos cada uno de vosotros.
That you would do what? So sometimes the Holy Spirit will change and is dealing with you.
Entonces el Espíritu Santo está
tratando. And it's not always going to be gentle.
No siempre va a ser gentil.
Sometimes they're going to say, "Shape up, bud."
Muchas veces te dirá.
Give you a good swift kick because you need it.
Moldéate, hermano.
Right.
Y te enalgará porque lo necesitas.
He says, "Listen."
Y dice, escucha.
Charging you, I expect more out of you.
Se está cargando.
Okay.
Dice,
so that's a father to his. Not you don't do that to a baby, but as he grows older and becomes a teenage kid.
Cuando no se lo haces a un bebé, pero cuando crece.
Get off your rear end and get busy and do something with your life.
Él
that's
dice,
a father charges his child.
Sal okay. de tu zona de confort y busca algo que hacer.
Now, if you look at the prophet's life.
Y ahora si ves a la vida del profeta.
It was mostly this aspect.
Es mayormente este aspecto.
From the very beginning.
Desde el muy principio.
Okay. When he appeared in that whirlwind in the tree.
Cuando le apareció en ese remolino en el árbol.
It scared him to death and didn't comfort him.
Le asustó tanto y no le consoló.
Right. And as we have spoken many times, he showed him first the regions of hell before the regions of heaven, decades before.
Y hemos hablado que siempre le enseñó las regiones del infierno antes.
Okay. Because he had to know to be a servant of God, the fear of God.
Porque él tenía que tener el miedo de Dios.
So here is the perfect husbandman.
Aquí está el perfecto
dealing
labrador.
With his son.
Tratando con su hijo.
Or his daughter.
O su hija.
And he's going to be both ways with you.
Y lo será de la misma manera contigo.
He's going. Sometimes he's going to be as a nurse and gentle, and sometimes he's going to be pretty harsh.
Algunas veces será como una nodriza gentil y luego muy duro.
How many times?
¿Cuántas veces?
Okay, when the angel of the Lord came to the prophet.
Bueno, cuando el ángel del Señor vino al profeta.
It was this aspect, as a father charges his son, listen, you walk worthy.
Así como está el padre.
Do you hear me?
Carga al hijo, camina.
You walk worthy of the gospel. You walk worthy of your God.
Le ordena al hijo, camina como digno del evangelio.
Okay. Come on, you've made this ministry a sideshow.
Vamos.
Which was that? A nurse or was that the father?
Has hecho ese ministerio okay. como un espectáculo.
Showed him hell. Was that a nurse or was that a father?
Enseñarle el infierno fue eso.
You've taught Pentecostal babies how to, you know, remember when lacing that little baby shoe? Was that a nurse or was that a father?
Enseñarle a los pentecostales a atar a un
okay.
zapato.
So, do you understand, brothers and sisters, both elements were used by God
ambos
to bring his child to maturity.
Fueron traídos por Dios para traer al hijo a madurez.
But my goodness, look at the man he got.
Pero mira, al hombre que él obtuvo.
Look at the vessel that that shaped up into.
Mira el vaso que él moldeó.
Now, how about you?
Ahora, ¿qué hay de ti?
Okay. So, both of those aspects, but the older you grow in Christ,
ambos aspectos, pero lo más que tú crees es en Cristo.
I'm afraid it's going to be more of the Father saying, "Shape up."
Me temo que hay más del Padre. Dice, moldéate.
Okay, and walk worthy.
Y camina dignamente.
Yeah, you're not walking worthy.
No estás caminando.
You're not doing what I asked you to do.
No estás haciendo lo que
you're
te
really pedí. You're really messed up.
Lo estás arruinando.
Now, are they both love?
Son ambos amor.
They're both perfect love.
Ambos son perfecto amor.
They're both the divine parent.
Son el padre divino.
Okay. So both elements, the nurse and the father, both are necessary for perfect parenting.
Ambos elementos, el cuidado y del padre,
la nodriza
okay. y del padre son ambos para para buena crianza.
Now, okay, we've heard the stories.
oímos las historias.
When the angel of the Lord appeared to Brother Branham.
Cuando el ángel del Señor apareció al hermano Branham.
Okay, and Brother Bale always described him. He said he looked like a hunted animal.
Y el hermano Bale siempre lo ha descrito, parecía como un animal cazado.
And Brother Branham, I think it's in Questions and Answers on the Seals.
Y el hermano Branham dice, en Preguntas y Respuestas en los sellos.
He says you have to get past this junior high bubble dancing, he calls it.
Tienes que pasar por el baile
de Pentecostal bubble dancing. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. They don't know the presence of God. They don't know the reality of
God. El baile de los pentecostales. Oh, aleluya, gloria a Dios. No conocen el Espíritu de Dios.
And what was Billy Paul's reaction when he saw the angel of the Lord?
¿Y cuál fue la reacción de Billy Paul cuando vio el ángel del Señor?
He said, wanted to crawl under the tile.
Dice quería escurrir, meterse debajo de las del piso.
And would have if he could have, right?
Y que si él hubiera podido, ¿verdad?
Okay, so listen, brothers and sisters.
Escuchen,
this
hermano.
Is the divine parent.
Este es el padre
this
divino.
Is how he dealt with this man.
Este es como él trató
this is how he dealt with the Thessalonians.
Como él trató
and
con
the
los
Corinthians
y los Corintios,
and the Ephesians
los Efesios,
and you.
Y tú.
And this is how he's going to deal with you.
Y esto es como
but
él,
he's watching over the seed.
Él está vigilando la semilla.
To bring it forth into that perfect image. Are you with me?
Para traerla a esa perfecta imagen.
The ways he's going to do it.
La manera en como él hará.
Okay. So, we've heard of the prophet.
Oímos del profeta.
We've heard him on tape. We've heard him.
Lo oímos en las cintas.
We've heard of his tears. And the agony of spirit, right?
Lo vimos de sus lágrimas, agonía del espíritu.
Now, another aspect.
Otro aspecto.
So you have the divine parent.
Tienes el padre divino.
You have the divine architect.
Tienes el arquitecto divino.
You have the nurse.
Tenemos la nodriza.
And you have the father.
Y el padre.
You also have this.
También tienes esto.
And this is why these things are important, because this is exactly how the message was brought to us in Romans chapter 11:22. All of these are very common to us, nothing new.
So.
Where he's talking about Israel,
cuando habla de Israel
and us being grafted.
Y nosotros.
Okay, and he says, verse 22, read it out loud with me. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the severity of God. Okay.
Mirad pues la bondad y la severidad de Dios.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Te preguntaré.
Isn't that exactly how the prophet brought the message to us?
¿Es eso como el profeta nos trajo el mensaje?
It wasn't nursey, 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 gentle, gentle, gentle all the time, was it?
No es solo. Nodriza, nodriza, nodriza,
he made it very clear
claro
to the this generation
a esta generación,
and he told the whole world
y le dijo a todo el mundo,
behold the goodness and the severity of God.
Estad conscientes de la bondad y la severidad de Dios.
You understand? Listen, Pentecostal has gone off wild on one side.
Escuchen, los pentecostales
but
han
they
ido
don't like the other side.
Salvajes a un
but
lado.
The divine parent, you're
no
going to have both
lado.
The nurse and the father, the
pero
goodness and the
divino.
Severity.
Tiene
and if
ambos.
You don't do that, you're not the right parent.
Tiene el cuidado y la severidad. Si no las tienes ambos, no eres el buen padre.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
You got to have both.
Tienes que tener ambos.
Okay. Now here's, I saw this. Brother Branham held this for a long time, but it's amazing to me. It's a quote of the prophet.
Es una cita del profeta.
He's talking about what he has to do, meeting with people as a prophet of God, and discernment, and things that he says.
Él está hablando en las reuniones de la gente como profeta de Dios y dice lo que.
Over the pulpit and in discernment.
En el púlpito como discernimiento.
He says, "I want to be dead earnest." That's right.
Quiero estar ser sinceramente muerto, eso es verdad.
And then when he speaks to me,
y cuando él me habla,
I can say what he showed me.
Puedo decir lo que él me muestra.
Whether it's good,
ya sea bueno
or bad,
o malo,
I have to say it.
Tengo que decirlo.
Nurse, father, no, goodness, severity. Right?
Ser nodriza, padre, la bondad, okay. Severidad.
And sometimes it's not pleasant to tell people those things.
A veces no es agradable decirle a la gente esas cosas.
Okay, but he says, I'm just as duty bound to tell people.
Pero tengo el deber de decirle a la gente
the evil things that will befall them,
las cosas malas que les sobrevendrán,
as I am duty bound to tell them the good things that will befall them.
Como tengo el deber de decirle las cosas buenas que les sobrevendrán.
Right? After all, we want the will of the Lord.
Después de todo, queremos la voluntad del Señor.
Sometimes the will of the Lord is contrary to our desires.
Algunas veces la voluntad del Señor es contraria a nuestro deseo.
But still,
pero aún así,
if we want the will of the Lord,
si queremos la voluntad del Señor,
listen to this,
escuche,
it's just as precious to know the evil that will befall us.
Es igualmente precioso saber que el mal caerá sobre nosotros.
To know the good, whether it be good or evil, we want the will of the Lord.
Si es la voluntad del Señor, ya sea bueno o malo,
it's
es la voluntad del Señor. Queremos que se haga. Es muy sorprendente.
That shows maturity.
Y eso muestra madurez.
That shows a man that isn't after popularity.
Eso muestra un hombre que no está detrás de la popularidad.
And doesn't care about it. I'm going to dollars and money and everything quit flowing in. I'm going to say what the truth is.
No le interesa la, el dólar o la popularidad. Diré lo que es.
Okay. So, husbandman.
Entonces el labrador,
nurse,
cuida,
father,
padre,
goodness,
bondad,
and severity,
y severidad,
and through all of that,
y a través de eso,
the surety,
la seguridad,
of the seed of God,
de la simiente de Dios.
Okay, let's turn with me now to our text, Isaiah chapter 27. Would you stand with me?
Vamos a Isaías 27. ¿Podría ponerse de pie conmigo?
We've always read chapter 2, but I'm going to read down to verse 6. 27. There you go. Verse 2, and in that day sing ye unto her vineyard.
Verso 2, en aquel día cantad acerca de la viña.
A vineyard of red wine.
La viña del vino rojo.
Okay, I the Lord do keep it.
Yo Jehová lo guardo.
I will water it every moment.
Cada momento la regaré.
Lest any hurt it.
La guardaré.
I will keep it.
La guardaré.
Night and day.
No la dañaré. La guardaré noche y día.
Okay. You might not like the way he keeps it.
Quizás no te guste la manera en cómo él la guarda.
But he's going to keep it.
Pero él la guardará.
He's the infinite God.
Él es el Dios infinito.
Okay. He's going to make it all work together for your good.
Hará que todo obre para bien.
Look what he says the next.
Vea lo que dice el...
Verse 4, fury is not in me, who would set the briars and the thorns against me in battle.
Verso 4, no hay enojo en mí, ¿quién podrá contra mí en batalla, espinos y cardos?
I would go through them.
Yo los sellaré.
I would burn them together.
Los quemaré a una.
Or let him take a hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me.
O forzará a alguien mi fortaleza, haga conmigo paz.
And he shall make peace with me.
Sí, haga paz conmigo.
He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root.
Días vendrán cuando Jacob echará raíces.
Israel shall blossom and bud.
Israel florecerá.
And fill the face of the world with fruit.
Y la faz del mundo llenará de fruto.
I the Lord.
Yo el Señor.
Water it.
Lo regaré.
To keep it.
Lo retendré.
Every moment.
Cada momento.
Lest any hurt it.
O sea, que
I will keep it day and night. That's his message to you.
Heridos, los guardaré
watching
día
over
noche,
his seed.
Guardando su semilla.
Okay. The seed.
La semilla.
By faith.
Por fe.
So that, to bring, so that the promise is sure to every seed.
Entonces las promesas aseguradas a cada semilla.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
I will go to one more scripture.
Iremos a otra escritura.
And again.
Nuevamente.
Things that are common to us.
Las cosas que son comunes.
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Primera de Corintios 3.
This is important for our day. This is important for the message.
Importante people. Para nuestro día, la gente de mensaje.
Okay. Because so many of us are still babes.
Porque muchos de nosotros somos bebés.
So many of us are still carnal.
Muchos de nosotros somos carnales.
Okay. I could not speak to you as spiritual.
No puedo hablarte como espiritual.
But as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ.
Sino como a carnales, como a niños en Cristo.
I fed you with milk and not meat.
Os di beber leche y no vianda.
And oh, how I would love to feed you meat.
Oh, y como desearía haberte dado viandas.
So, as a nurse cherishes her child.
Como una nodriza cuida a su bebé.
Nurses never give babies meat.
Las nodrizas nunca le dan a los bebés carne.
Stay with me. So if you just want the nurse,
entonces,
you'll
si,
stay a baby.
Si quiere que la nodriza.
You right, got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We're looking through the
si
eyes of the husband.
Si quiere quedarse bebé, quédese
here.
Con la nodriza.
I would love to have you meat, but I can't give it to you.
Me gustaría tener tu darte carne, pero no te la puedo dar.
For you are carnal.
Porque eres carnal.
For whereas there are among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?
Porque habiendo entre vosotros celos, contiendas y disensiones, no sois carnales y andáis como hombres.
Envying, uh-huh. Strife, divisions. And here we are, and it was getting better. Now it's getting worse.
Y hay contiendas y disensiones. Se está poniendo bueno. Se está poniendo peor.
I am of Reagan. Come on. I am of Joseph.
Yo soy de José.
Right? Mm-hmm. Babes.
Bebés.
The husbandman is grieved.
Y el labrador está.
You are carnal.
Adolorido.
And you're walking
carnal.
As men.
Y estás caminando como
for
hombre.
One will say, I am of Paul.
Para, porque uno dirá, soy de Pablo.
That's like you saying, I am of William Branham.
Es como tú diciendo, soy de William
is
Branham.
It or is it not?
Es o no es así.
Was he or was he not the messenger of the hour?
¿Fue él o no el mensajero de la hora?
And another say, I am of Apollos.
Y otros dicen, soy de Apolos.
Are you not carnal?
No eres carnal.
Who then is Paul?
¿Quién es entonces Pablo?
Who then is William Branham?
¿Quién es entonces William Branham?
Okay. But ministers by whom you believed.
Ministros por los cuales creíste.
Even as the Lord gave to every man.
Incluso el Señor se los ha dado a cada hombre.
So there's a lot of growing up.
Entonces hay mucho por lo cual crecer. Mucho
okay.
Crecimiento.
And the husbandman.
Y el labrador.
When he's concerned about your growth.
Cuando se preocupa de tu crecimiento,
is not likely to come to you as a nurse.
No es que él venga como una nodriza.
He's going to kick you in the rear and say, shape up, bud.
Te pateará por
walk
detrás
worthy.
Y te dirá, moldéate.
You weren't meant to walk the way you're walking.
Camina digno.
Right?
Eres llamado a caminar de esa manera.
Now, don't. I love my prophet.
Ahora, amo al profeta.
He's going to have his place.
Él tendrá su lugar.
But he didn't die for me.
Pero él no murió por mí.
Right. Okay. Verse 6, I have planted, Apollos watered, and God gave the increase.
Verso 6, yo planté, Apolos regó, pero el crecimiento lo ha dado Dios.
Okay, so then neither he that plants is anything.
Así que ni el que planta es algo.
Take the wind out of your sails, ministers.
Saque el viento de sus barcos,
oh,
ministros.
I planted, I'm something.
Oh, yo plantado, soy algo.
We church plant, aren't we great?
Somos plantados en la iglesia, no somos grandiosos.
So, neither is he that plant anything, neither is he that what?
Ni el que planta es algo.
Come on.
Ni el que
they're just doing what God asked them to do, they're servants.
Vamos, solo estamos haciendo lo que Dios nos pide, somos sirvientes.
Okay. What did Brother Branham say again in the seventh seal? Don't you glorify any man.
¿Qué dijo el hermano Branham en el séptimo sello? No glorificas a ningún hombre.
Or don't say any man. There's no great man among us. That's what he said.
Dile a ningún. No hay hombre grandioso entre nosotros.
Why? Because the great one is among us.
¿Por qué? Porque el grande está entre nosotros.
Okay. He said, but God gives the increase.
Pero él dice, Dios da el crecimiento.
What's he say? Paul didn't give you the increase.
¿Qué dice? Pablo no dio el crecimiento.
Or Biscoe, or Reagan, or anybody else.
O Biscoe,
or Joseph.
Reagan, o cualquier otro, o José.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
God
Dios
gives the increase in you.
Da el crecimiento.
He's the husbandman.
Él es el labrador.
He's the one watching over the seed.
Él es el que está vigilando la semilla.
So then,
entonces ahí,
he that plants.
El que planta,
and he that waters are one.
El que la riega es uno.
And every man shall receive his reward according to his labor.
Y cada hombre recibirá su recompensa de acuerdo a su obra.
God bless them. and we want it. Okay? Verse 9.
Florece y la queremos.
We are laborers together with God.
Somos labradores con Dios.
Now, here's two things. That's why I call him the divine architect.
Esto es lo que llamo el arquitecto divino.
You are God's what?
Tú eres Dios qué?
Husbandry.
La labranza
now,
de
how
Dios.
Personally are you going to take? Ahora, as he dealt with the prophet, will he deal with you?
¿Cuán personal lo tomará si él trató con el profeta, lo hará contigo?
Will he charge you? Will he convict you? Well, when you're not walking worthy, he'll say, shape up.
Cuando no camines dignamente, te dirá, moldéate.
I created you for more than that.
Te creé para más que eso.
It's about time you grow up.
Es hora de que crezcas.
To be the man of God I made you to be.
Para que seas el hombre de Dios que yo te hice.
Right?
Pues eso.
Okay, and you are God's husbandry, and you are God's what?
Y eres la labranza de Dios, eres qué?
That word building is a verb, just like 2 Corinthians 5. So he's building a temple.
Él está creando un templo.
Isaiah chapter 66.
Isaías 66.
Okay. So he's the divine husbandman.
Él es el labrador divino.
The perfect parent.
El padre perfecto.
He's also the divine architect.
Él también el arquitecto divino.
Because as he came to the prophet and just said, "Don't you smoke or drink or defile your body anyway," that body of yours is going to be my habitation.
Porque así como hizo con el profeta, no fumes ni tomes, porque este cuerpo será
mi templo. And he didn't say it to you when you were five.
Y no te lo dijo a ti cuando tenías cinco.
I wish he would have.
Lo hubiera deseado.
But I'll tell you what, he's saying it to you right now.
Pero te digo ahora, te lo está
every
diciendo.
One
ahora.
Of you. See that body of yours? That's going to be my habitation.
Esa será mi habitación.
The temple of the Almighty God. Don't you dare defile that.
Un templo del Dios Todopoderoso, no te atrevas
now here,
a romperlo.
Okay, what are you looking at here? So many things we've looked at this over and over through the years.
Y aquí vemos.
What is it?
¿Qué es?
It's the husbandman.
Es el labrador.
Watching over you.
Vigilándote.
Because you are his seed.
Porque eres su semilla.
Okay. So my goal today.
Mi objetivo hoy
is to see the perfect parenting
es ver el cuidado perfecto
of your divine husbandman
de tu divino labrador
as he tends to you
a como él te cuida
as he watches over you
porque él te vigila
he's going to water you
te regará
he's going to fertilize you
te fertilizará
but he's going to prune you
y te repodará.
Okay, and he's going to speak words that grow you into a fruitful plant.
Y él hablará palabras en ti que
that he has
que te hagan una planta fructífera.
Predetermined you to be.
Porque él te ha predeterminado que fueses.
Remember the three elements.
Recuerda los tres elementos.
Still watching over those.
Todavía los está viendo.
There's a predetermined event.
Hay un evento predeterminado.
Spiritual happening.
Un acontecer espiritual.
Should we call it the rapture?
Le llamaríamos el rapto.
There's a predetermined time.
Hay un tiempo predeterminado.
But there's a predetermined condition.
Pero hay una condición predeterminada.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Moses.
Moisés.
Paul.
Pablo.
Jesus.
Jesús.
In the fullness of time.
En la plenitud del tiempo.
So all three of those got to come together. And you know that.
Todos esos tres tuvieron que estar juntos y lo sabes.
So you can say, oh, it's time for the rapture.
Y puedes decir, oh, es tiempo del rapto.
Okay. Yeah. Predetermined event.
Sí, un evento
predetermined
predeterminado.
Time.
Tiempo predeterminado.
Let me ask you a question. You better go look in the mirror and say, how about the predetermined condition?
Déjame preguntarte, verte al espejo y di una condición predeterminada.
Yeah. Bringing you into the image of his son.
Trayéndote a la imagen del hijo.
Not sort of, kinda.
No, algo
not
se
a
parece.
Little bit like.
No, algo que se asemeja.
Well, not some aspects.
En algunos aspectos.
Perfectly in his image, that's what he said.
Perfectamente en su imagen, es lo que él dice.
Okay. So, I want you to see him watching over you.
Entonces quiero que lo veas a él vigilándote.
Okay, and he's going to grow you.
Y te hará que crezcas.
Make you into what he wants you to be.
Hacerte lo que quiere que seas.
He is your perfect husband.
Él es tu perfecto labrador.
Okay, he is your perfect parent.
Tu perfecto padre.
He knows exactly where every one of his seeds is.
Él sabe perfectamente dónde cada semilla está.
What they're doing.
Lo que están haciendo.
What condition they're at.
En qué condición están.
And what they will look like in the final end of his redemptive work.
Cómo se verán en su obra final redentora.
Okay. Now, I love this. There's a quote in Melchizedek that's like this one. He says, the word of God,
él dice, la palabra de Dios,
okay, in the beginning,
en el principio,
you being born of God,
tú siendo nacido de Dios,
you're born of the word.
Eres nacido de la palabra.
Then you become the son of God.
Vienes a ser el hijo de Dios.
And your name is in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world.
Y tu nombre es puesto en el libro de la vida del Cordero antes de la fundación del mundo.
And he says, the color of your hair,
y dice, el color de tu cabello,
the color of your eyes,
el color de tus ojos,
your stature,
tu estatura,
okay, that you're in, God's seen that before the foundation of the world.
Dios lo ha visto antes de la fundación del mundo.
He's seen you as a human being,
te ha visto como un ser humano,
like you are,
como tú lo eres.
And though there are a million years yet to come,
y aunque haya millones de años por venir,
there's nothing,
no hay nada,
listen to me,
escuche,
there's nothing,
no hay nada,
that can keep from you coming back to that perfect image.
Que lo pueda retener, que pueda retenerte,
okay,
que tú vuelvas a esa imagen perfecta.
So I don't care what you're going to go through.
Entonces no me importa por lo que pases.
Here's the point.
Aquí está el punto.
As the father,
como un padre,
look what the prophet had to go through.
Mira lo que el profeta tuvo que pasar.
Come on, the divine architect.
El arquitecto divino.
I'm taking away your wife.
Estoy quitando tu esposa.
I'm taking away your baby.
Te quito tu bebé.
I have to work something out in you.
Tengo que obrar algo en ti.
I'm going to do some surgery.
Haré una cirugía.
Sometimes without anesthetic.
Algunas veces sin anestesia.
You're going to feel every stitch.
Sentirás cada puntada.
But boy.
Pero chico.
What I'll get when I'm done.
Yeah. Lo que obtendré cuando finalice.
Okay. So, God watches over his seed.
Entonces,
period.
Dios vigilando a su semiente.
Okay. And he knows,
y él sabe,
where each one is.
Donde cada uno está.
He knows when they'll be planted.
Sabe dónde serán plantados.
How they'll be planted.
Cómo serán plantados.
He knows how it'll be watered.
Cómo serán regados.
He knows how it'll be tended to.
Cómo serán atendidos.
He knows how it'll grow.
Saben cómo crecerán.
He knows how it will mature.
Cómo madurarán.
He knows.
Él sabe.
He knows how you're going to over mature.
Él sabe cómo madurar.
He's going to know exactly how he has to deal with you.
Él sabe cómo él tratará contigo.
He oversees.
Él vigila.
He watches.
Él
he
observa.
Tends. He loves.
Él atiende, él ama.
He is parenting you all the time.
Te está creando todo el tiempo.
Psalm 121.
En el Salmo 121.
I love this.
Yo amo esto.
But we don't read in terms of this. So read this in terms of a husbandman, brothers and sisters.
Lea esto en términos de labrador, hermanos y hermanas.
Okay. God watching over his seed.
Dios vigilando su semilla.
The promise is sure to all the seed.
La promesa es segura a toda su simiente.
The divine architect.
El arquitecto divino.
You are God's building.
Tú eres el edificio de Dios.
You are the vineyard, he is the husbandman.
Tú eres el viñedo, él es el labrador.
Okay. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help.
Alzaré mis ojos a los montes, ¿de dónde vendrá mi socorro?
My help cometh from, he calls him by name, Jehovah, J-H-W-H, Lord.
Mi socorro.
My help comes from him.
Mi socorro viene, le llama Jehová.
Which made heaven and earth.
Mi socorro viene de él, que hizo los cielos y la tierra.
No, come on, what's he say?
Ahora, ¿qué dice?
He will not suffer your foot to be moved.
No hará tu pie al resbaladero.
He that keeps you.
El que te guarda.
Will not slumber.
No se dormirá.
Is that true or not?
¿Es eso verdad o no?
Okay. Has he kept your foot in the word of God?
Mientras él mantiene tu pie en la palabra de Dios.
You can get away from it if you try.
No podía salir de él aunque probara.
Remember what we read last week?
¿Recuerdas dónde estuviste la semana pasada?
3:9.
Primera de Juan 3:9.
Talking about that seed.
Hablando de esa semilla.
The sperma of God.
El esperma de Dios.
Huh? Because of his seed in you, you cannot sin. You cannot disbelieve.
Por causa de su semilla en ti, no puedes pecar, no puedes descreer.
You can't disbelieve, it's impossible.
No puedes descreer, es imposible.
Okay, he will not suffer your foot to be moved.
Él no hará tus pies al resbaladero.
Is that him watching over you?
¿Es eso él cuidando de ti?
Look at, come on, brothers and sisters, look at the spirits that would want to move you.
Vean a los espíritus los que quieren moverlos, hermanos.
Look at, I can't. We'll get into Matthew 13 again.
Entraremos a Mateo 13 okay. nuevamente.
Listen, you are planted in this world and everything that wants to move you every which way.
Escuche, tú eres plantado en este mundo y todo lo que está aquí te quiere mover.
Okay. Now, you know, and I know, and you've had friends that were not Christians
Ahora, usted sabe,
that would
sé.
Do anything they can to make you stumble and laugh the whole time when you did.
Oh. Tenemos amigos que no son cristianos que te hacen, quieren hacer tropezar.
I had a stepbrother that way in college.
Tengo,
he would delight to try to trick me to do anything he could to make something come out of my mouth that grieved me but made him laugh. Look at that.
Tenía hermanastros en el
What
colegio.
Was holding me when I didn't have a clue?
¿Qué me
the same thing that holds
tenía
you when you didn't have a clue, right? And just look at those words. Don't let these go by you.
No
he will
que
not
eso.
Allow your foot to be moved. He has kept you, and he will keep you, and he will keep you to the end.
No hará tu pie resbaladero. Él te ha retenido y te sostendrá hasta el final.
He will not allow your foot to be moved.
No dará tu pie resbaladero.
Because he that watches over you, he that keeps you, he that keeps you,
Porque
he that keeps you.
El que te vigila, el que te retiene.
So you are being kept.
Entonces estás siendo retenido.
Right? Tell me there's not a wonderful, beautiful husbandman watching over you.
Dime que no hay un hermoso,
he that keeps you doesn't
esposo.
Fall asleep and take a nap. Yeah? He's not like the gods of Baal. Where are
no
where's your God?
El
well,
Dios
he went fishing. Maybe he's taking a nap. Huh?
¿Dónde está tu Dios? Bueno, tal vez está tomando una siesta.
Not your God.
No es tu Dios.
Come on. We're going back to where we were a couple weeks ago. Infinite.
Vamos de vuelta donde estuvimos.
How infinite is your God? How confident are you in His infinite that He knows every hair of your head?
¿Cuánta confianza tienes que Él sabe cada
vez every beat of your heart was numbered before you took your first breath.
Cada latido de tu corazón fue contado antes de que tú respiraras.
And you pay attention to those little things all around your life.
Y prestas atención a esas cosas pequeñas.
And watch for signs because you see, my God is here, my God is there, my God is over here.
Porque
and
me
it's like
aquí,
Brother Branham said.
William
about
Ram
the
dice,
old sailor in the boat.
Es como un viejo marinero en el bote.
He had so much God in him that it's all he saw around him was God.
Tenía tanto de Dios en él que
right?
siempre estaba rodeado de Dios.
I see him here.
Lo veo aquí.
I see him there.
Lo veo allá.
I see him in hummingbirds.
Lo veo en
He's there for me.
En los pájaros. Está ahí por mí.
He's there.
Ahí está.
He doesn't sleep.
Él no duerme.
He's the husbandman.
Él es el labrador.
Okay. Verse 5, read it out loud with me.
Verso 5, léalo conmigo.
The Lord is thy what? Keeper.
Jehová es qué? Tu guardador.
That's the second time he says keeps.
Segunda vez que él dice que te guarda.
No, that's the third time.
No, es la tercera.
Verse 3, he that keepeth you. Verse 4,
el que te guarda.
He that keepeth Israel.
Verso 4,
Verse 5,
Israel.
The Lord is thy keeper.
Verso 5,
is he trying to get a message to you?
Es tu guardador. Trata de darte un mensaje.
You have a husbandman watching over that seed inside of you to make sure
Tienes a un
that
labrador
seed comes to the promise.
Que está guardando esa semilla dentro de ti para
okay.
llevarla a la tierra prometida.
The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy what? Shade upon thy right hand.
El Señor es tu guardador. Es tu sombra, tu mano derecha.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night.
El sol no te fatigará de día, ni la luna de noche.
I'm protecting that seed.
Estoy protegiendo esa semilla.
Come on, it's not going to burn up.
Vamos, no se
it's
quemará.
Not going to dry out.
No se secará.
I got to keep it moist and tender so it'll grow.
La tengo que mantener humectada.
Verse 7, what's
para
this?
Que crezca.
The Lord shall what? There. Keep, keep, keep and preserve.
Verso 7, guarda,
Is the husbandman watching over his seed?
Es el labrador vigilando a su semilla.
The Lord shall preserve thee from what?
El Señor te guardará de qué?
And then what does he say? He shall preserve what?
Thy soul.
Is he going to preserve
qué?
Your body?
Guardará tu cuerpo.
Your body might have to pay for it.
Tu cuerpo quizás tenga que pagar
Things
por
that
ello.
You do, you're going to have to reap what you sow.
Sí, te tienes que reposicionar.
But he's going to keep your soul.
Pero él no, él retendrá tu alma.
Okay, he's going to preserve.
Él la preservará.
The seed.
La semilla.
Okay, verse 8.
Verso 8.
The Lord will, here we go again.
Señor.
That word, what is it? The Lord shall preserve
guardará.
Thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth. For how long?
Desde ahora y para cuánto tiempo?
How long was he going to watch over you?
Por cuánto tiempo
how long
te guardará?
Was he going to preserve you?
Amen.
Okay. The husbandman watching
para
over
siempre.
His seed.
El labrador vigilando su semilla.
Okay. Now I'm going to get into one more verse.
Entraré un versículo más.
Because looking through the scriptures,
porque vigilando las escrituras,
I see some very notable changes.
Noté muchos cambios notables.
In the parenting techniques of our God.
De las técnicas de crianza de nuestro Dios.
Isaiah chapter 5.
Isaías 5.
This is unique. I probably.
Esto es único. Yo probablemente.
Isaiah 5 paints a picture.
Isaías 5 muestra la foto.
It's the paint, the picture that you would paint.
Es la foto que tú pintas, el cuadro que pintarías.
This is exactly you.
Esto es exactamente tú.
How you would tend to things.
Cómo atenderías las cosas.
To make things work.
Y harías que las cosas funcionen.
But with God, they didn't work.
Pero con Dios no obra.
Okay, Isaiah 5.
Isaías 5.
I will sing of my beloved, a song of my beloved, touching his vineyard.
Ahora cantaré por mi amado, el cantar de mi amado su viña.
My well beloved hath a vineyard and a very fruitful hill.
Tenía mi amado una viña en una ladera fértil.
Well, what's he telling you there? In a very fruitful hill.
¿Qué te está diciendo? En una ladera fértil.
Fertile. I picked the right spot.
Escogí el lugar perfecto.
Okay, so in this.
Entonces en esto.
Look at verse 2.
Ve al verso 2.
And he fenced it.
Él había cercado.
And gathered out the stones thereof.
Y despedregado.
Wouldn't you do that if you planted a garden?
¿No harías eso si vas a plantar un jardín?
What else would you do?
¿Y qué más harías?
Okay, you picked the spot.
Escogiste ese lugar.
You want good soil.
¿Quieres un buen terreno?
Fruitful hill. You fenced it to protect it.
La cercó para protegerla.
You took out the stones.
La despedregó.
You planted it with the what?
La plantó con qué?
Choicest.
Con vides escogidas.
Plants. Love this, don't you, Laura?
Amo esto, ¿no? ¿Amas tú, Laura?
Choicest vine and built a tower in the middle of it.
Y había edificado en medio de ella una torre.
Okay, now what's the tower for?
Ahora, ¿para qué es la torre?
Protection.
Protección.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to allow any rabbits or deer or bear or anything into my yard.
No permitiré ningún conejo, venado u osos en mi viña.
And built a tower in the midst of it and also made a wine press therein.
Edificado en medio de una torre y también en ella un lagar.
And he looked that it should bring forth grapes.
Y esperaba que diese uvas.
And it didn't.
Y no lo dio.
What? What happened?
¿Qué pasó?
It brought forth what?
Que dio,
that's not what
que
I
produjo
planted.
Uvas silvestres.
I planted the choices right.
Eso no lo planté, yo planté
okay.
Vides escogidas.
Verse 3, and now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray, betwixt me and you and my vineyard.
Ahora pues, vecinos de Jerusalén, varones de Judá, juzgad ahora entre mí y mi viña.
What could have I done more to my vineyard
¿qué más se podía?
Not done in it.
¿Qué más se podía
what
hacer?
Else could have I done?
En mi viña.
Didn't I do everything
hecho?
That a good gardener would do?
No yeah, hizo él todo lo que un buen jardinero haría, un buen
wrong?
¿Qué pasó?
Okay, wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, it brought forth wild grapes. Why did this happen?
¿Cómo esperando que yo diese, que diese uvas, ha dado uvas silvestres?
He said, now look at verse 5.
Ahora ve el 5.
Okay. And now go to. I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard.
Ahora mostraré, te diré lo que haré a mi viñado.
I will take away the hedge.
Le quitaré su vallado.
It'll be eaten up.
Será consumida.
Break down the walls thereof.
Aportillaré su cerca.
And it shall be trodden down.
Y será hollada.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Te preguntaré.
Isn't that exactly what he did to Israel?
¿No es eso exactamente lo que hizo Israel?
Isn't that exactly what he did?
¿No es eso exactamente
he took
lo que
down
hizo?
The protection.
Quitó la protección.
Okay, it was trodden down. It was eaten up.
Fue consumida, desaportillada.
Yeah. And verse 6, I will lay it to waste.
Al verso 6, haré que quede desierta.
It shall not be pruned,
no será podada,
nor digged,
ni cavada.
Taken away my husbandmanship.
Quitando.
Does that scare you a little bit?
Mi cuidado de labrador.
Ultimately,
¿no te da miedo?
He called Israel back, and ultimately his grace. But what lies in between might not be fun, brother and sister.
Él ama a Israel.
When the father comes to you and says, "Shape up," you weren't built for that.
Cuando el padre viene a ti y te dice, moldéate.
You're not walking worthy of the gospel.
No estás caminando digno del evangelio.
You got a good spanking ahead of you.
Te tengo que dar una buena nalgada.
Heavenly Father.
Como padre celestial.
Okay. But there shall come up briars and thorns.
Crecerán cardos y espinas.
And I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain in it.
Y a las nubes mandaré que no derramen lluvia sobre ella.
Now let's go back.
Ahora volvamos.
He's planting a vineyard.
Él está plantando un viñedo.
And what did he do in the old covenant?
En el
God
viejo pacto,
gave them.
Dios le dio
the old covenant.
El viejo
he gave
pacto,
them laws of instruction.
Les dio leyes e instrucciones.
You separate yourselves.
Sepárense ustedes.
Build a hedge.
Vayan a la orilla.
Take out the stones.
Quiten las piedras.
Okay. My covenant is for Israel, period.
Mi pacto es para Israel, punto.
You take those stones out of Israel.
Quiten esas piedras de Israel.
You take away that serpent seed.
Quiten esa simiente
I
la
want you to go to the Hittites
serpiente.
And the Perizzites and all of the other sites, and he says, I want you to kill them all. Come on.
Quiero que hayan los hititas y los, que los maten
right?
todos.
Because I want my vineyard to grow perfectly, and they're going to corrupt it.
Porque yo quiero que mi viñedo crezca perfectamente.
So is this what he did in Isaiah chapter 5? Isn't that a picture of what he did in Israel?
Eso es lo que él hizo en Isaías 5.
And what does the prophet say to you? Be ye separate.
Y qué le dice el profeta a ellos? Sepárate.
Some of you are having trouble being separate.
Y muchos de ustedes tienen problemas estar separados.
And you're going to get in trouble.
Y se meten en problemas.
God says, separate yourself from all unbelief.
Porque Dios dice, sepárate de ti mismo de toda incredulidad.
Okay. So gave him instructions to separate themselves
les dio instrucciones que se separaran
and protect the integrity of the seed.
Y protegieran la integridad de la semilla.
Correct or not correct?
Correct or not?
Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomio.
Blessings and cursings.
Bendiciones y maldiciones.
Numbers.
Números.
Come on, Balaam.
Vamos, Baal.
The sin that was never forgiven.
Si su pecado nunca fue perdonado.
Oh, mixed with any seed.
Oh, mezclarse con cualquier semilla.
No. You corrupted my seed. I'll never forgive you for that.
Has corrompido mi
you hear what he said? I will never forgive you for corrupting my seed.
Escuchó lo que él dijo. Nunca te perdonaré por haber corrompido
God
mi semilla.
God watches over his seed. He means business of it.
Te metes con la semilla. Eso significa negocio para Dios.
He gave them a prophet.
Él les dio un profeta.
The watchtower in the middle of it.
Que los vigilara.
Okay.
Al mediados de la hora.
And he kept gave them words of that prophet.
Y le continuó dando palabras al profeta.
In a pure,
para mantenerlos
in a favorable, growing condition.
En una
to be fruitful.
Una condición pura y favorable para que sean fructíficas.
Okay, but we know this is a conditional covenant.
Pero sabemos que eso es un pacto condicional.
So God kept his part.
Entonces Dios mantuvo su parte.
Come on, what did God do?
Vamos, ¿qué hizo Dios?
Here's my laws.
Aquí están mis
Here's
leyes.
My separation.
Aquí está mi separación.
Here's what I want you to do.
Quiero que hagas.
Okay? Come on. I will speak of my well beloved, a song of my beloved touching her vineyard. Hey.
Cantaré por mi amado,
the well beloved has a vineyard and a very fruitful hill. It sure did.
Mi amado tenía una viña
I separated
una
you unto a people. You're mine.
Él separó a su pueblo, eres
With
mío.
My seed in you, it can't do anything but produce me.
Con mi semilla en ti, no puede
right?
producir nada que sea solo yo.
And I fenced it.
Y la acerqué.
I set borders around you.
Le puse
and
fronteras.
I said, keep those borders pure and clean and separate and kill everybody that tries to come in.
Y dije, mantén esa frontera pura y limpia y mantén fuera
come
todo
on,
lo que no
is this
ella.
God in his vineyard?
Vamos, esto es Dios en su viñedo.
I gathered out the stones.
He recogido piedras.
I put the choicest vine.
Escogí la.
What's the choicest vine?
Puse la viña escogida.
Me, my word.
¿Quién es? Yo,
my
mi palabra.
Prophets.
Mis profetas.
I gave you a perfect thing to bring forth fruit.
Te di perfecta cosa para que trajeras fruto.
The tower in the midst of it. I made a wine press. I'm ready and I guess what
la,
I'm anticipating.
La torre en medio de ello.
Gorgeous fruit of the vine.
¿Y qué ha dado?
Right?
un precioso fruto de la viña.
And what else could have I done?
¿Qué más pude haber hecho?
What else?
¿Qué más?
Because of that,
por causa de ello,
I kept my part.
Retuve mi
you
parte.
Didn't keep yours.
Pero tú no mantuviste la tuya.
And he did. Now listen, I got so many more scriptures, but I got to quit there. But we're going to go into what happened, and then we're going to get into the New Testament. Because here you see, right there, behold,
aquí ves,
the goodness,
mirad la bondad,
and the severity,
y la severidad de nuestro Dios.
It's exactly how our prophet brought us.
Es exactamente como nuestro profeta nos
trajo.
Es por, así como lo debemos de traer.
As a nurse,
como una nodriza,
baby,
cuida al bebé,
feeds them milk,
les da leche,
comforts them,
y los cuida,
and holds them to her bosom,
y los sostiene en su pecho.
There's no comfort like a mother's comfort, is there?
No hay consuelo como la madre consuela.
But as you grow,
pero mientras creces,
expect the voice of the father,
esperas la voz del padre.
Expect him to be charging you,
esperando
to walk worthy,
que seas digno.
Okay, but he's perfect.
Pero él es perfecto.
No matter what he does or how hard it might be that he deals with you, he's watching over that seed in you to make sure it comes forth.
Él está vigilando esa semilla en ti.
Because nothing is more important.
Para que dé fruto, nada más es
okay,
importante.
We'll continue next week.
Continuaremos la semana.
Musicians, would you come?
Músicos, ¿podrían venir?
Oh, amazing, huh? The infinite God.
El Dios infinito.
Watching over every detail.
Vigilando cada detalle.
Everything is a little sign.
Todo es una pequeña señal.
There's not a hat that can be moved. There's not a car that can swerve in front of you. But he knows, because he's crying out, Nate, you better slow down. Are you slowing down these days, bud? I'll never forget our trip up to Canada. See, some of this got there ready. Let me ask you a question. What about that? Honestly, what about that? What about speeding? No, really. Oh, it doesn't matter. Doesn't it?
¿Qué ir a acelerar en serio no importa?
Did he tell you to obey the laws of the land, or didn't he?
Te dijeron que
one of these days he's going to say, grow up, bud.
Uno de estos días te dirás,
it's time to mature.
Crece, amigo.
And you walk worthy of this word.
Camina es digno de esta palabra.
Because you're going to be me.
Porque tú serás yo.
Little things.
Pequeñas cosas.
Speed limits.
Límites de velocidad.
Yeah. What? You got it. Give render unto Caesar's. Yeah. Is that money yours? Or are you just a steward of it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do we have that's ours? Our soul, our character. That's it. Yeah. Bring it on, Father. I keep saying this over and over. Every time I think of that adopted child. Scarred, bruised, and he lifts up that bloody hand and prays to his father and says, bring it on, Father, I can take it. I can take it. Because he knows. His father is his divine parent, is a perfect husbandman, and the divine architect making you into his habitation. And he will not always allow you to be a baby. You won't. You gotta grow up out of mama's arms and become that man of God. But he does it perfectly. Okay, no matter what, he'll watch over that seed.
Amen.
My mind is blank. Anybody have a song? Is it? Sure is. Okay, sis. It sure is. Manifesting time. What number is that? Excuse me? 536. Oh, stand up, would you? Stretch your legs, breathe some air into your lungs, act like you're alive. The voice of my beloved, behold, he quickly comes, sweeping over the mountains, over the hills he comes. I long to hear his voice. I long to hear him say, arise, my love, my fair one, come away. It's manifesting time, the fruits are on the vine, the fair one is coming in plain view. Oh, together, so sing. Sister Patricia, come up for prayer. We're going to pray for you guys. Brother Juan wasn't even going to come this morning. His back is hurting so bad. He's about in tears right now. So our God heals.
Amen.
And he's believing. So let's go. Come on up, everybody. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Heavenly Father, I lift up my brother to you now. His faith is calling out to you. It has been. He's looking to you, Father. I'm going to ask right now, would you reward his faith? Even right now, flow through that back spine. Release it. Put it in alignment and make a perfect healing for the glory of your name, Father. Grant it, Lord. May your name be glorified and exalted and lifted up. Because of your believing children, we ask it in that precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Patricia. Let's pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I lift up our dear sister Patricia for the same. You are healer. Not you were, you are. And even this moment, even today, we stand before you because we're trusting you and believing in you. We're looking to your word and nothing else. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed, my person. We ask that and pray it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else need prayer for anything today? I love your husbandman. Amen. I love your divine parent. Isn't he perfect? How about your divine architect who's building you up? What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. Brother Nestor, would you close in prayer?
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful this morning because you have allowed us to be here to give you praise and being fed with this delicious heavenly manna that you have brought us today. Thank you for your holy word, Lord, and guiding us to recognize that we have to be separated from this world and all the distractions that are coming on. Help us, Father, to be more in communion with you, Lord, because this time we're living is just a time of distraction, and we get caught on this world, Lord. I ask you, Father, that you may help us, that when we leave this building, that we can dwell with your holy word, your Holy Spirit. Help us to meditate in it and be that holy bride that you're expecting from us.
Amen.
As your word said today, that you have this chosen vine. Father, help us to be that part.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to give fruits, and to be that seed, Lord, that you are expecting to see. Because as you are a good Lord, a good Father, that you're nursing, Lord, that you can also be very strict to us, Father. Help us to grow, to mature, to be fed with meat, not just with milk, Father. Help us to understand where is that you want to have us, Lord, in this world. What's our position? What's our mission? And how we have to behave to be worthy of this gospel that it's sealed with blood. Please take us to our places safe, Father. Take care of all these people that have needs of healing.
Amen.
And they have laid their faith in you, Father. And they're waiting, they're expecting on you, Lord. Because it's at your time. You're just testing our faith, Lord. We know, we believe you're our healer. You're our provider. We just got to rest on you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. It could take a moment, could take days, but I know that you're going to answer prayers, Lord. Thank you, Father, because of everything you have done today. We give you thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. God bless you all.